You are listening to episode 9 of the Drunk Sex Podcast.
Welcome to Drunk Sex. Whatever you're into, we've got you covered. So crack open your favorite beverage and join your host, Jen Wadkey, for the Drunk Sex Podcast.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining me. Today I'm drinking coffee. It's 6:30 a.m. because my original recording of this, the sex toy episode, got randomly lost and there was no sound on it. So now I'm re-recording. And you know, I gotta say the previous one was perfect. So I'm going to try to achieve that perfection again, but we'll see. Forgive any mistakes. So the reason I'm doing a sex toy episode is it is one of the things I get asked most often on my social media, by my friends. So where do we start? I think one of the things to take apart first is some of the myths and beliefs we have around sex toys. It seems to be very gendered in that women who own toys, a variety of toys, are cool and open-minded and into new things and interesting and are in control of their sexuality. And men who might have a sex toy, there seems to still be a lot more judgment around that, in that they are losers who can't get a woman. Both of those beliefs are kind of bullshit. It doesn't matter what your gender is. A sex toy is a tool to enhance your pleasure, and that's really all that it is. And some people are more into them than others. Some people feel that they don't need them, and there's nothing wrong with having a drawer full of toys and a $3,000 sex machine like I have, or like 10 years ago when I had my hand. Both are fine. Whatever works for you. I do encourage you to try some new sex toys, though. I think sort of evolution and growth is so vital in our sex lives, and a lot of us kind of don't really do that. We haven't been taught to do that. We don't know what steps to take. So I think sex toys can be a great start to trying new, sensations and stimulations and different ways of creating pleasure for yourself and for your partner. And, you know, the entry level cost can be really cheap. So if you don't have a sex toy and are interested, listen on. So the first thing to think about when you're going to go buy something is you really do need to, first of all, consider the materials. So if you go into a shop in person, which I recommend, I know some people out there maybe aren't so comfortable with that. And if you're not, there's a lot of great online stores. You can buy a lot of this shit on Amazon. Adam and Eve is a great store. Lilo is a great store online. Lush has great stuff. Lots and lots of options. The good thing about going into a store, though, is that you can pick it up and you can feel it, see it, obviously try it out, not try it out, but you can turn it on in your hand. So it gives you a better sense of what it's actually going to feel like and what you might like. And sometimes walking through that store in person, you might see something that really sparks your imagination more than you might get online. So that's one of the other great benefits of doing it in person. But you really do need to make sure you're buying something of a high quality material. Now, if you don't have a big budget when you're starting out, that's fine. There are a lot of great lower priced entry level devices that are still made of good quality materials. So what am I talking about when I say good quality materials? Glass is great. It's non-porous, usually doesn't vibrate. So that might be a hindrance for some people if they don't want just a, you know, a dildo that doesn't have lights or buttons or switches. But it's a great safe material and easy to clean. Silicone, also highly recommended. Body safe. I mean, it's made used to make medical devices, lots of sex toys. High quality plastics are usually fine. You want to stay away from phthalates, and you know those toys with that like soft kind of like jelly material. Stay away from that. That can be sketchy. Not always positive what's in it, and yeah, don't know that you want to insert that. And they're a little bit harder to clean, and I find them kind of creepy. There's something about the I don't know, the touch sensation of it that I just creeps me out. So going back to where to buy, that's another great thing that you get in store. I was talking about earlier when you can touch them. And as soon as I've touched some of these jellies, I'm like, there's no way this is coming anywhere near any of my parts. So what are you looking for? What are the options when you're going to buy something? I'm going to probably focus a bit more on female because I am a female. But for men, it seems that the devices for personal masturbation are kind of limited to essentially a sleeve. And some of them are disposable. They're called fleshlights. Some of them are disposable. Some of them are more kind of hardy and better built. And some of them you can swap out the internal piece so that it has like a different, basically a different vaginal or anal or mouth pattern, whatever. So there's different types of sensations, and I think some of them vibrate. And then for men, there's also anal and prostate massagers. Anaros is a good brand if you're looking for a prostate massager. There's a variety of different types, but if it's just a prostate massager, they often don't vibrate. You insert it and then it sits. I didn't understand this when I first played with one with a partner. I couldn't figure out how it would work, but it sits deep enough inside that it doesn't hinder his movement. Like, he can lie on his back. It's rubbing against his prostate and it's tucked in to the ass cheeks. And then he can have normal partnered sex or self-stimulation. And then as he moves, that internal part rubs the prostate, and then his orgasm is a combination of prostate and, you know, whatever he's doing with his hand, usually penile stimulation. You can also get vibrating butt plugs, which men and women can use those as well. And then, of course, there are sex dolls, which I find kind of fascinating. Like, I realize that I have some judgments and hangups around that's not fair, and that in some ways I find them fucking creepy. And I guess for me, it's like, it's simulating a person as opposed to a sensation. So I have some sort of, what is that? I find it a little bit weird, but it is an option. It is a toy. And if it's something that you're into and you can afford, fuck, go for it, man. I mean, you're talking to the chick with a $3,000 Sibian who thinks that's totally legit and not weird at all. So if you are into dolls, I would love to hear from you, actually. I would love to hear about your experiences and what they can do and what they can't do. So if you have a sex doll, email me, jen@jenwalkie.com. Okay, so moving on to toys for women. One of the entry-level vibrators that I would recommend is a bullet. They're small. They're usually kind of about the size of a lipstick. And there's really a range in price. I've seen them as low as $10, and they work pretty close in quality to a more expensive one, which my favorite one is, what's the brand? We Vibe Tango. I've actually run through two of them now. My maid threw out the first one and my second one died, and I like it so much that I need to replace it. It's a hard plastic. It charges with a USB. It's super powerful, and it's a traditional bullet, or a true bullet, I guess you could say, in the sense that it looks like a lipstick. Like, it's straight. It's actually got like a bit of a lipstick tip, and there's no frills. It's straight up little bullet vibrator, but it is super fantastic. A little bit higher end option from there is Lovence by Ambi. If you've been listening or following me for a while, you know that I really, really love the Lovence brand. Their bullet is a little bit more expensive, close to $100, I think. But it's also really good. It's not quite as traditional a bullet in that it's sort of more of almost an L shape, but it's a bullet in the sense that it is small and you can sort of really slip it kind of between your lips, I guess, for lack of a better word, which is also one of the characteristics, I think, of a bullet. You can lay on your side or on your back and sort of close your legs a little bit, and it's small enough that it will stay in place hands-free. Don't have any entry-level suggestions for a bullet off the top of my head that are easily accessible in North America, But if you're going to an online shop, Pink B.O.B. has a lot of lower priced, high quality items. And that's where I would suggest starting to shop if you're new to sex toys and you want to do that online. They've got a great selection and they're a little bit more financially accessible. So after the bullets, you have wands. So wands are what they sound like in that it's kind of essentially a long stick. Some of them have various different, you know, kind of curves, shapes, designed for various different types of stimulation. A take on the wand is some of them might be a G-spot stimulator, wherein the end where you would insert it might have additional vibration or texture on it to offer that internal G-spot stimulation. And the other sort of category of a wand is a wand with a clitoral stimulator. So that's the long wand, obviously, and then it's got an additional part that once you insert the bigger wand, the clitoral stimulation lays on the outside and will vibrate against the clitoris. So those are all kind of similar takes on same design. One of the fun things I find about the wand that is can be really limiting, I can't help but look at them and think that it was designed by somebody who can only look at a woman's body as something to shove something into, to be crude about it. And I don't think that that's how a lot of women masturbate. It's wands can be really awkward if you have them inserted because they're hanging, you know, kind of mid thigh. So depending on how you're laying or sitting or whatever, it's can be really awkward to reach down and hold that in place. So I think that can often be a limitation. Sometimes I don't want to go for a wand because I know it's physically awkward to hold it in place sometimes. I should touch on another category of wand is what I would call sort of the Hitachis. Hitachi is a classic. It is a wand in that it's basically sort of kind of a long stick. It looks like a really skinny ice cream cone. And there are a lot of vibrators out there that are very, very similar design. It's not a curved wand. It's straight. And then essentially where the ice cream would be, that bulbous part, is very round. It has a motor inside that's really, really strong and intense. They're not designed for insertion. That bulbous head is too big for most women to insert. So it's a wand that's not designed for insertion. I haven't experienced the original Hitachi on my clit anyway. I've seen them and played with them, but never when I was able to self-stimulate. Lovins again has a great take on it called the Domi, which shocked me the first time I used it. It was for me an immediate intense squirt, which was kind of crazy. And it being Lovins, it falls in their ballpark range of about $100. But there are many, many, many takes on Hitachi if you're interested in something like that. There's some smaller ones, ones that are a little bit lighter, and they're very common and you can get them anywhere online. If you're looking for that specific kind of vibrator, I would just dildo. I'm not even drinking. I would just Google Hitachi magic wand and you'll get probably the original Hitachi and then, you know, various takes on it. Next category is couple toys. And this reminds me, actually, as I say couple toys, don't get hung up on what the vibrator or the toy is called. That's marketing bullshit. If it looks interesting to you and you think you can use it, get it. It doesn't matter if it's called a couple's toy or, if it's a toy for men or a toy for women or whatever. If it looks like you would enjoy it, fuck the label and get it. So big gap in my education and experience that I need to rectify. I haven't actually used any couple toys with a partner. I've used them solo and I find I really like them because the insertion part, it's not a wand. A partner toy designed as a wand wouldn't work. So I find it's better for masturbation because it's easier to handle. A lot of them, the insertion part will be a little bit smaller because it's designed for a penis and the toy to be inside of the female body. And then it usually has a part that stimulates the clitoris. So you're getting both of these internal parts that you get from a wand with a clitoral stimulator, but it's much smaller. And I find much easier to sort of manipulate and handle against your body, much more ergonomic. One of my favorite couple toys is, what's it called? It's by Lilo Terra, and they have a couple sort of variations on it. I'm not sure of all the most recent makes and models, but the internal part is quite, the wand is quite small and it rotates. And then the clitoris stimulator is a round button that I find fits right in place. It's the button's nice and big, so it's easy to manipulate and to get right against your body, how it's, the positioning is going to work for you. And I find, kind of bizarrely, that one to me really, really simulates oral sex much, much more than I would have expected. WeVibe also makes a couple toy that is really good. I think there's WeBod. So couple toys can be a really, really great solo toy for women. And then there's sort of, I guess, what I kind of call the outliers. They're a little bit more, a little less easier to categorize, and that their design is a little bit more unique and original. For example, Lilo does an oral sex simulator, which is perfectly round. And it's got essentially a little ball inside that rotates that is supposed to feel like a tongue. So that might be limiting for some people, and that there's kind of really only one way to use it. But again, it's Lilo, which is super high quality toys. I actually really do like Lilo's oral sex simulator. It's quite well done. And then another one that kind of doesn't really quite fall into a category, which is my number one favorite of all time, is Lush by Lovence. It looks kind of like a sperm. So the internal insertion part is quite bulbous, which I find provides a really nice internal stimulation. And then the wand of Lush, they're like the tail of the sperm, is really, really quite thin. But what's brilliant about it is that it's really flexible and it's super, super powerful. I was blown away by how powerful it was. I didn't expect that wand to be able to provide that kind of stimulation. It's about the thickness of a pencil, but I mean, you can, because it curves up towards your belly, it's really easy to handle and manipulate and to push against your clit or to move against your clit. Or it's designed actually as a public wearable toy. So you can put panties over it and you can go out. It can be controlled by app. So it's also about $100, like most of Lilo's toys are. And it's super, super versatile, which is one of the things that I really, really love about it. That bulb is really well designed, but I have also used it occasionally when I don't feel like I want internal stimulation. That wand is powerful enough that I'll hold the bulb in my hand and just use the wand. So hands down, my absolute, absolute favorite. If you are interested in playing with different stimulations and sensations, you don't want to go into a store, you maybe don't have a budget, or you don't want to spend money on a toy, think about maybe playing in your bathroom, depending on what you have. A lot of women start their experimentation with sex toys or stimulation that's not their hand with the shower head or jetted bathtub. So if that's something you have access to, you might, you know, might be worth a try to see what you think and how it feels and if you like it. Don't insert anything into yourself that's not specifically designed for insertion. If you put anything porous in any part of your body, you are opening yourself up to a little bit of risk for infection. Not worth it. You can get entry-level sex toys for, you know, probably as little as $20. I think Pink B.O.B., which I mentioned before, has a little bullet vibe that I have. It's $20. Like, you know, not a ton of money. Gonna do the job. And then you can start to experiment with if you like it and if you want to spend more money. Yeah. So to round up my faves, which I've been sprinkling throughout this, brands. Lovence is a great brand. Lilo is a great brand. Jane is a great brand. Tenga is a great brand. Tenga is maybe a little bit less accessible as it's a Japanese company. You can have stuff shipped from them to North America. But all of those companies, any of their products is going to be high quality material, safe, and they're generally going to last a long time. WeVibe is also another great company to include in that list. And a Sibian. Oh, God, a Sibian. If you have $3,000 for a Sibian, lucky you, go buy one. But most people don't, aren't willing to spend that kind of money and make the commitment to have a big sex machine stored in their house. So if you ever get the opportunity to ride one, though, do it. So if I had to recommend three specific products, here are my top. Number one favorite, 100% absolutely, Lush by Levens, about $100. You can buy it online. I'll put a link. Super versatile, can be controlled by app, can be controlled by anywhere in the world. Great for solo play, great for partner play. Second favorite is Lilo Terra, which is a couple's toy. So it's designed to be inserted along with the penis into a female body. Feels to me a lot like oral sex. It's really easy to use, high quality, super high quality. I've had it for I don't know how long and it's just, it keeps on ticking. And then my third is WeVibe Tango. About $60, easy to find online, super, super, super powerful vibrations, really great and discreet for if you're going on vacation or traveling and you can only take something small. That is always my go-to. So I'll put links for all of that in the show notes for you. So I'd love to hear from you. If you have any stories or questions about sex toys, please feel free to drop me a line. You can get me at jen@jenwadke.com. You can also get me on my Facebook, Jen Wadke, or on my Instagram, Jen Wadke as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will catch you next time.
This has been the Drunk Sex Podcast with Jen Wadke. For more sex talk, head over to the Jen Wadke Facebook group or check out jenwadke.com. Till next time, happy boozing and sexing.